Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, the 28th of January, 2024. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Peter, VK7PD. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. On 3.670 MHz by Dale, VK7 Delta Golf. On 7.140 MHz by Peter, VK7 Tango Papa Echo. On 14.130 MHz by Ross, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. On 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. On UHF CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, Mark, VK7 Foxtrot Mike Alpha Charlie. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7 RHT in Southern VK7. VK7 AR News Update. Groups.io email re-verification process. Please note there is an email re-verification process going on across the groups.io platform at the moment. A small number, not all, VK7 AR News Groups.io email group members will have received an email asking you to verify your email address. All you need to do is follow the simple re-verification instructions contained in the email, and it will ensure you continue to receive emails from this list. Please note, to determine if this is a valid request and not just a phishing email, the email will come from the groups.io domain. If you have received the email and not re-verified, then you will be removed from the distribution list today, the 28th of January, 2024, and you have until 11 February, 2024 to re-verify before you are permanently removed. 73 VK7 AR News Team. Contest News. WIA Summer VHF UHF Field Day 2024. If you participated in the summer session of the VHF UHF Field Day and you have not uploaded your log, then it is now time to finalize and upload your logs. For the benefit of Warren, VK7WN logs are due by midnight EDST. Tomorrow, Monday, 29 January 2024. 73 Richard, VK7ZBX. Contest News. Ross Hull Memorial VHF UHF Contest. This contest runs for the month of January, and entrants may operate on every contest day, but the final score is based on the best 7 days nominated by the entrant. For amateurs with limited operating time, there is also a best 2 days section. You can even use your summer VHF and above field day log for the contest. Logs are due for the benefit of VK7WN by 14th February 2359 UTC. Logs can be emailed as an attachment to rosshull@wia.org.au. 73 VK7 News Team. Statewide News. Thursday night SSTV Nets. A very enthusiastic night that saw the following participants. VK7s, ZBX, FGGT, DMH, EV, PD and OO, all sharing 37 photos. The theme was towers. So obvious, there should have been some defective ones, or should I say faulty towers, hi. The two unexpected ones were the Blackpool Tower and the Tower of Babel. The one to forget, hopefully, is the Trump Tower. Unfortunately, two very well-known towers before they collapsed, now they are famous for the wrong reason. Plenty of repeated towers like 7RMD, 7RMM, 7RWC, 7RNW, 7RAC, 7RAL, and Mount Claude Fire Tower. Tesla's Wardenclyffe Tower for the wireless transmission of power. Bureau of Meteorology radar towers. From England, a group of Chain Home RAF coastal early warning radar station towers from World War II. South East London Meccano Club Eiffel Tower model, small antenna towers deployed on local field days, and of course our very own shot tower at Taroona, Tasmania, plus one for the grey matter, an historic building, probably in Tasmania, and possibly a pub. Any takers? Remember Ken, VK7KRJs and Steve, VK700s, fully automatic, 27 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, any time both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be sent on Ken's and Steve's SSTV websites on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. An idea for a theme for next week's net is Home Radio Shacks. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, NWTARC Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of NWTARC will take place at 13:30 hours on Saturday, 3rd February 2023, at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. The ordinary business of an Annual General Meeting will be to confirm the minutes of the last preceding Annual General Meeting, to receive from the committee, auditor, employees and other persons acting on behalf of the association reports on the transactions of the association during the last preceding financial year of the association, to elect the officers of the association and the ordinary committee members, to appoint the auditor and determine his or her remuneration, to determine the remuneration of employees and other persons acting on behalf of the association, to appoint the public officer either from the committee or general membership. All current office holder, committee auditor and public officer positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee members are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary and delivered to the secretary at least 10 days before the day on which the annual general meeting is to be held. The nomination is to be on the NWTARC nomination form, along with the signatures of the nominator, seconder, and that of the member nominated. Appointments will also be required for the position of auditor and public officer. Members will need to have paid their 2024 membership subscription before the meeting commences at 1:30 p.m. to be able to vote at the annual general meeting. They will need to have paid their 2024 membership before they can be nominated or nominate or second someone for office, as only financial members can nominate or be nominated. February General Meeting. After the AGM, afternoon tea will also be held, and members are encouraged to bring items to show and tell, and club rooms are open until 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated, and we have single packaged tea, coffee and sugar and disposable cups for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. 73, Eric, VK7EV, News Officer, NWTARC. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73, Al, VK7, Alpha Nancy. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Now, for a leftover from the last club technical night, it came about from a Reist DATV experimenters night a couple of weeks ago. Justin VK7TW unleashed a massive nostalgia hit for quite a few of us. He covered the Zilog Z80 8-bit microprocessor and the Microprofessor, which was a Z80-based teaching resource from the early 80s. After listening to Justin's excellent presentation, Andre, VK7ZAB, was reminded he also did Z80 programming while working at the ABC and participated in digital training sessions. Andre was looking for a home project to complement and reinforce this ABC digital training. The Z80 systems were quite expensive. However, in the Electronics Australia magazine, there was a more affordable mini scamp project. This came out in the May and June editions of 1977. This unit, based on the new National Semiconductor 8-bit microprocessor released in April 1976, it was called the SC/MP, or as it was pronounced, SCAMP, and it stood for Simple Cost-Effective Microprocessor. The completed kit design looked like the classic retro computer, the one that comes to mind when you think of computers from that time period. It had a flat vertical front panel with a row of 8 LEDs for data byte display and a row of 8 toggle switches immediately below for data byte entry, with another row of 8 toggle switches lower down for the address byte. The use of LEDs and switches providing the human interface, and at the time was a physical alternative to an expensive terminal. Andre ended up buying another version of the SCAMP that had an option of a keyboard kit, which was reviewed in Electronics Australia July 1977. It was marketed by National Semiconductors and was known as the SCAMP Development Board and included a much-needed and very useful prototyping area. To get things up and usable, some of this area was used to add extra parts to interface the keyboard, which was a calculator case fitted with 20 buttons and a LED display. A ribbon cable connected the two together. The prototyping area also included 9 extra IC sockets and 300 wire wrap joint points. All prototyping was done with wire wrap connections. Luckily, the unit came with a small hand twist tool for the wire wrapping, as well as plenty of suitable wire. Programming was done in hex for both data and address, with the displaying and address location and its data also in hex. Needless to say, it required a lot of button presses to load a program. Two major differences between the SCAMP and the Intel 8080 type architecture were the use of static RAM, as it did not need refresh circuitry included in the processor, the use of 8-bit serial input-output register to communicate with the arithmetic logic units, etc., with its saving in parallel bus routing and circuit in the processor. These two architectural approaches simplified the chip die and saved space within the central processor. This allowed for the inclusion of circuitry for read, write, and address-ready data strobes, negating the need for quite a bit of external logic interfacing and components around the microprocessor chip. This allowed for direct interfacing with a wide variety of standard memory circuits, including ROMs, RAMs, and PROMs. The overall result made it cheaper to manufacture and kept the overall cost down to us. The use of static RAM also allowed for the ability of retaining data in the registers and memory by battery backup, as opposed to dynamically refresh memory that lost its stored data once it was turned off. One trade-off was the overall loss of speed. However, the intended applications generally involved the low-speed machine interfaces found in industry, and let's face it, as humans, we are slow, with some of us slower than others in relative comparison high. Just for interest's sake, Andre also brought in a pristine copy of Rodney Shank's Programming the Z80 Edition 3. Refer to the Reist video for explanation. However, just like Justin's, the SCAMP processor and programming manuals are very well worn and annotations abound. Thank you, Andre, for taking the time to locate something for us 45 years ago and bringing it into the club to show us. It was quite incredible to once again play with this piece of nostalgic history. I wonder if there are any commercial amateur rigs available nowadays that don't incorporate this type of technological advance. P.S. I hear that Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, and Kieran, VK7 BTV, had a successful QRP contact on 80 meters CW, both only running 100 milliwatts transmit power. Before you ask, yes, they were in different states. Well done, fellows. As always, equipment pictures are available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Annual General Meeting of NTARC is imminent. It's getting closer, so please give serious consideration to any nominations you would like to make for the new 2024 committee. Nomination forms are available on the NTARC website and at club rooms. They must be received by close of business Friday, 9th February. Club members are reminded that they will need to be 2024 financially current to be able to nominate, be nominated, or vote at the annual general meeting. Upcoming events, testnet and technet sessions. Every Wednesday, testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7pm till 7.30, then a technet on 3.567 MHz from 7.30pm till about 8.30pm. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10am to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits, available for a donation. Club Room Technical Night Session. The next session will be on Wednesday, the 31st of January, and will commence at the usual time of 6.30pm, running through to about 10pm at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochalie. Annual General Meeting and General Meeting, Wednesday, 14th February 2024, at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 19.30 hours, 7.30pm. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the Secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5pm on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, February Presentation Night. TAS Surf Life Saving Radio Network. In a few weeks' time, Greg Bird from Surf Life Saving Tasmania has agreed to give us a presentation on the Surf Life Saving Tasmania Radio Network. This should be a fascinating presentation about the extensive statewide radio network used by surf lifesavers in Tasmania. It will be held on Wednesday night, the 7th of February 2024, from 7.30pm in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and will also go out on DVB-T, RF, and via the Reist YouTube channel streaming service. See you there, 73 Reist Committee. Reist AGM and SGM. Annual General Meeting and Special General Meetings will be held in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 1pm and will be preceded by a free sausage sizzle from 12 noon. Emails are currently being sent to all members with details of the meetings. If you do not receive an email, please contact the Secretary on secretary@reast.asn.au. Nomination forms for all committee positions are also attached to the members' email currently being sent. 73, Reist Committee. Save the date, Space Junk and Amateur Radio. Reist's March presentation night will be a fascinating presentation from Mars Butterfield Addison, who is a PhD candidate with UTAS and CSIRO. Mars's specialty is tracking space junk, and Tasmania has a special role in this endeavour, and amateur radio can play a part in this too. This should be a great night. See you there, 73, Reist Committee. Save the date, Tassie Ham Conference. The Reist Committee is currently planning the next Tassie Ham Conference, and it will most likely be on the first weekend in November 2024. This will again take place in fantastic UTAS facilities. Tentatively mark out your diary and start thinking about coming down to the best ham convention in VK. Details are currently being worked out and will be made public on the conference web pages. 73 Reist Committee. DATV Experimenters Night. We started the DATV Experimenters Night with a reference to the 2024 VHF-UHF Summer Field Day and a contact made between VK7TW and VK2ASB on 6m SSB. This was Arthur's first contact on 6m SSB, and he sent a QSL card, which Justin showed. Thanks to Ben, VK7BEN, who shared a link to Hacker Day, where Brian Cockfield has built a simulated WWVB simulated time signal using an Arduino GPS receiver and PSU to generate a 60 kHz time signal that can be picked up about a meter from the project. Thanks to Andrew VK7HPC, who shared some sad news about the creator of NTP, who is now Silent Key. Dr. David L. Mills, the inventor of Network Time Protocol, NTP, died peacefully at age 85 on January 17, 2024. Dr. Mills created the Network Time Protocol, NTP, in 1985 to address a crucial challenge on the online world, the synchronization of time across different computer systems and networks. In a digital environment where computers and servers are located all over the world, each with its own internal clock, there's a significant need for a standardized and accurate timekeeping system. Justin went into his recent SOTAR activation on Mount Claude, VK7/NC-005, and Mount Van Dyke, VK7/NC-028, showing the elevation profile and many pictures of the activations. Justin then finished with a Raspberry Pi combined heatsink and case. This week's show will be another blockbuster blow-your-head-off blast from the past, showcase of all things amateur radio and much more. We have a very special piece of precision test equipment to show and calculate Ohm's law to a high precision. See you there or in the stream. We are holding the DATV Experimenters Nights through the holiday period, and therefore we will be streaming the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. We also go out on RF DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC 73, Justin, VK7TW. Training and Assessment. Our next Reist Training and Assessment Day will be on the 24th of February 2024. The training schedule for 2024 has been set out, so foundation license training and all license assessment days will be held on the following Saturdays: 24th February, 27th April, 29 June, 24 August and 26 October. Other sessions can be organized if there is enough interest and people wanting assessments and training. If you are thinking of booking for training or assessment this year, please let Reg Emmett, BK7KK, Reist Training Organiser, know by phoning 0417 391 607 or via the Reist website contact form. Check out the Reist Foundation License training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. 73, Reg, VK7KK. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6:30 p.m. ADST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF/VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. in the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the South, VK7RAF 146.650-600 kHz, CTCS tone 141.3 to link RAF North-South. Statewide, Microwave QSO Party, following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area, then North-South Digital Contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF Group, meetings Monday and Friday, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday night. Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Intark Coffee Mornings held every Friday in the Intark Clubrooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon in the Rochalie Clubrooms. Intark Club Technical Nights, Wednesday the 31st of January, and will commence at 6:30 p.m. through to about 10 p.m. at the Clubroom, Archer Street, Rochalie. Northwest VK7. Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net 144.190 USB. Northwest SSTV Nights, hosted by Eric VK7 EB from 7:30 p.m. using VK7 RMD 70 centimeter repeater on Mount Duncan on 4th Monday in the month. Events, NWTARC, February 3, 2024, Annual General Meeting from 1:30 p.m. at Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston, followed by Afternoon Tea and Show and Tell. Reist, February 7, 2024, Presentation on the Surf Life-Saving Tasmania Radio Network with Greg Bird, 7:30 p.m. Queen's Domain Clubrooms. Intark, February 14, 2024, Annual General Meeting, Intark Clubrooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, from 7:30 p.m. Reist, February 18, 2024, Annual General and Special General Meeting proceeded with a free sausage sizzle from noon and meeting start 1 p.m. at Queen's Domain Clubrooms. A reminder to all those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7FB. Repeaters Reist, Intark, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 metres, any takers. 80 metres, VK7TPE. 40 metres, VK7ALH. 20 metres, VK7JGD. 10 metres, VK7DG. UHF CB 24, VK7FMAC. DMR Torque Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, 73 season's greetings and stay safe from Peter, VK7PD.